Around midnight Saturday morning, AFTCT President Melody Peters greeted her fellow union members as they boarded the bus for Washington, D.C. The union leader, along with 45 teachers union members, past and present, were part of a coalition of 8 busloads of Connecticut union members who attended the most recent March for Jobs and Freedom. For Peters, attendance was important. She says the week-long events tied to the march are not just about solidarity, but about the important history of the labor movement.
We have not educated our members, the younger folks coming up, as to where do you think you got the weekend? Where do you think you got family insurance protection, family leave? Where do you think you got the 5-day work week? Where do you think all these things came from? It came from the struggles of the union movement.
Much like the civil rights organizations in recent years, unions have tried to remain relevant in the decades since the march. Membership in particular has dropped across the country, and in Connecticut, the numbers dipped 2% since 2011, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. Critics argue unions have lost their purpose and are essentially irrelevant to the labor force. Peters wants to get back on track by letting history be a guide. The labor unions were intimately involved with the planning of the original March on Washington. Retired Connecticut State Senator Edwin Gomes was just 27 years old when he attended the march in 1963. Gomes, who would go on to become a union president of the United Steelworkers of America while working in Bridgeport, felt like he was called at the event to be a champion of change.
What was supposed to be the turning point for anti-discrimination and civil rights and so on and so forth, and I see right today we're almost in the same situation we were in 63. Trayvon Martin and stuff like that, you know, things that happen that shouldn't be happening. People shouldn't be thinking about somebody else being inferior to them and just making it hard for people to get ahead.
Gomes says while it's discouraging to see that the changes Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. dreamed of are incomplete, he has hope. So does Art Perlow, a retired member of the AFTCT. He attended the march 50 years ago and again on Saturday because of that potential for change.
I'm so inspired just seeing, for instance, around the country, fast food workers and Walmart workers are having one-day strikes for decent wages and for better job security. That's the kind of grassroots initiative that had swept the country in the late 50s and early 60s. And I think the times are so critical now that those movements can spread and have to spread.
Perlow says the civil rights community and union community seem ready to embrace such movements. That's what AFTCT President Peters is hoping for.
Hopefully this is going to be the beginning of a wake-up call that we moved forward once and we need to do it again.
Tonight, the unions will once again come together at a forum in Hartford to talk about the issues and their role in helping to find resolve. Therese Ellis Gray, WSHU News.